Toothless. Scene 4. The Park. Part 5.
Come on!
The mortician yelled as he got up from the downed gremlin and began to run through the passage. Franklin was already running alongside Albrecht. Bizarria yelped and hurriedly followed behind. Curly mashed his unruly mustache, again cursing that he did not have mustache wax. The green bubble of light left, and Curly suddenly found himself standing in his own small circle of dim light. Fingers could be felt reaching from behind as the ghost's wail reached the cowboy. Curly ran without looking back, earnestly trying to catch up with the group.
How ridiculous is this, huh?
Franklin asked while running alongside Albrecht.
We're all running with this fluorescent toothbrush in front of us. I mean, really?
Yep, Bizarria panted from the rear. That sounds about right.
Curly caught up with the group as they turned with the path.
If we all weren't worried about dying, this would probably be about the funniest thing I had ever seen.
Franklin skidded to a halt.
Hey, there's another way.
Bez stopped alongside Franklin.
True enough.
The opening led down a side passage that appeared just like the one they were on now, paved with fresh, green, untrodden grass. Albrecht hummed quickly in contemplation.
No, I don't think so.
What? The doctor responded.
Is that your skin talking?
Nein, Albrecht was shocked with sudden awareness.
I can't feel my skin.
What?
My skin.
Albrecht patted himself furiously and pinched his arms more than once.
I usually feel a pull or guidance or where we would go, but now there's nothing. I don't know where to go.
Franklin patted his friend on the shoulder. Come on. The cowboy's nose seems to know where we are going.
Mustache, Doc, the cowboy corrected. The mustache knows where to go.
That's really not any better. They laughed quietly as they walked through an opening in the hedges, following the path as it turned right and then right again. Shortly after the second right, another glitched street lamp came into view.
Oh no, Bizarria moaned despondently. I'm going to let everyone go first. Let me know if you guys find any gremlins.
The path opened to a small clearing with a junkyard car stack in the middle. It was similar to the other stacks they had encountered before. The Magi remained at the far edge of the green bubble, while the other three companions spread out. Albrecht and Curly looked to one side of the clearing, while Franklin examined the other side.
Hey, guys,
Franklin called out quietly.
There's another way.
Albrecht was moving quickly and swinging the toothbrush, making it difficult for anyone else not looking in the same direction.
Albie, could you slow down to let me look behind the cars?
Curly asked slowly.
I don't think that's a good idea.
The mortician was peering down another pathway in the clearing.
But what if there's something back there?
Why would we want to know if something is back there?
Albrecht walked back to the cars where Curly was standing.
These head munchers are starting to wander away from their cars. I don't want us to be surrounded.
Curly was already walking around the car stack before the mortician could get alongside. Albrecht rounded the stack's corner and was quickly shushed as the cowboy pointed to the ground.
I think I see some footprints,
the cowboy whispered. He bent lower to get a better look. As Curly knelt down to better examine the grass, a wild and vicious squeal came from atop the car stack.
Gremlin, tackle, versus Curly, dexterity. 3-4. Curly succeeds.
Grateful for the gremlin's dependable squealing before an attack, Curly easily rolled away from the gremlin, allowing it to faceplant Spread Eagle into the ground.
Now look, Albrecht yelled out. You'll get yourself surrounded because you've backed yourself into this corner.
That's why you're behind me,
Curly responded wryly.
If you're behind me, they can't surround me.
Thanks,
Albrecht responded ungratefully.
Then you'll have gotten us surrounded. Just hold on. I'm going to kick this little...
Curly, heel kick versus Gremlin, dodge. 7 versus 3. Curly succeeds. Curly's boot connected with the gremlin as it rose from the ground. The little monster flew, sprawling several feet away. Bizarria refused to follow Albrecht behind the car stack, yet she did not want to be alone. So she stood next to Franklin, who was at the edge of the pale light near the pathway he found. A bloodthirsty squeal tore through the quiet, followed by Curly and Albrecht yelling. Then another squeal, but this one came from over her head. Gremlin, tackle, versus Bizarria, dexterity. 4 versus 1. Bizarria fails. 1 physical moxie strike inflicted.
No!
The Magi screamed as a gremlin collided with her head. She hit the ground hard as the monster sunk its razor teeth into her skull. Franklin jumped back as the Magi fell to the ground from the wild gremlin mauling her head. He retreated further back and saw Curly and Albrecht fighting on the other side of the car stack. The doctor's eyes darted left and right, watching the gremlins attack and maul everyone. As he slowly retreated from the dangers, he thought of running and the freedom it could. No. The medical examiner had managed to ignore the warning that blinked red in his periphery. But now, it was all he could see. Franklin stopped his slow retreat when he realized the chittering and humming of the bugs had become louder. The doctor looked over his shoulder and saw he was one step away from backing into a corner where two hedge walls met. He needed to run away from the danger. He was a marathoner. Running was what he was good at. Was it the only thing he was good at? Franklin closed his eyes tightly, squatted down, and curled himself into a tight ball. He rocked gently on his feet as he pulled up the options menu and focused on piecing together the immovable remnants of the logout button.
Hey, Doc!
The cowboy hollered over the fighting.
This isn't real. This is just a thing.
Franklin chanted as he concentrated all his will on waking from this nightmare. If he could just remember what life was like outside this place.
What's the matter with you?
Curly persisted. Franklin opened his eyes and peered out from his ball as if waking up. The red warning flashed ceaselessly.
I'm down to 1 moxie. You can't just heal yourself?
Curly sidestepped and tripped an attacking gremlin, letting it roll away aimlessly.
It's almost all emotional, moxie. Damn,
Curly growled as he dodged another gremlin attack.
That's one you can't heal, huh?
In real life or otherwise, Franklin curled back into his melancholic ball. Curly's gremlin danced and rolled to the side, smiling wide with a mouthful of shiny razor teeth. It danced until it was between Curly and Franklin, but Franklin, with his head buried in his arms, did not notice. The gremlin cast its bloodlust eyes on Franklin's vulnerable state. Curly did not hesitate in his action.
Curly, heel kick, versus gremlin, dodge. 7 versus 2. Curly demonstrates exceptional success, +1 modifier to next action.
It was the perfect roundhouse kick. The cowboy spun and could almost see the impact in slow motion. The gremlin's large, evil smile transformed to loose lips as its eyes bulged from the kick. The middle of the diminutive monster bowed as its top and bottom portions neatly folded around Curly's boot. Then time sped fast forward as the gremlin flew through the hedge wall, leaving the hole next to Franklin.
What the?
The doctor popped out of his ball and fell to the side, surprised by the squealing, bug-filled hole nearby. Franklin looked at the cowboy, trying to comprehend what just happened.
Hey, Doc!
Curly snickered as he pinched his mustache and admired the dust floating up from the noisy hole in the wall.
I'm really starting to like those bugs.
Albrecht sped around the stack of old cars, not wanting to be trapped between the gremlins and a bug-infested wall of foliage. Upon rounding the cars, he saw the Magi struggling with the monster over her and charged.
Albrecht, cut, versus gremlin, dodge. 6 versus 2. Albrecht succeeds.
The mortician lunged and stabbed the gremlin with his scalpel, rolling to tear it off Bizarria's head. With the weight off her head, Bizarria rolled to her feet and pulled a throwing knife from her jacket. Wounded, but not dead, the gremlin tumbled away from the mortician and squealed loudly. It charged for the Magi, and the Magi, with knife in hand, charged the gremlin with her own vicious war cry. Bizarria, throwing knives, versus gremlin, dodge. 3-2. Bizarria succeeds. Her knife sunk deep into the gremlin's chest as both monster and magi slid across the grass. The little monster went limp under Bez, and black dust bled from its wounds as the gremlin released a final exhale. Whew! Bez took a moment to breathe as she removed her knife and sat back. She casually tossed the knife into the air, letting it flip a few times before deftly catching it by the hilt. Thank goodness! I was beginning to feel like I had no luck with these things. How many of those knives do you have? Albrecht asked, rising from the ground. The circus magician tossed the knife in the air again, making it spin faster than before. A magician never reveals her secrets. Bizarria gave a wink and a smile. Then, with the smoothness of a master, she caught the knife by its blade and secured it back inside her jacket. Somewhere in the darkness, the wailing moan of a ghost was heard. They could not tell how close the spirit was, nor did they care to find out. Bizarria jumped to her feet. We need to run! Albrecht nodded. You heard that? Bez asked as she approached the other half of the group. Let's go!
Hold up! Franklin said, trying to curl back into a ball. Frankie here's a little on edge, the cowboy pointed with his thumb.
Franklin glared at Curly.
What's going on? Asked Albrecht.
I have one strike left. Two strikes are emotional. I'm not well equipped to heal those. I also have a mental strike, but haven't had time to work on it.
Where did you get two emotional strikes from?
Albrecht knelt down next to his friend.
I don't know. Look, I'm just having a hard time right now, so...
Dr. Meadowlark buried his head in his arms.
Okay.
Albrecht attempted to reassure his friend.
Let's hold on a minute, guys.
We don't really have time to hold on, pressed Bizarria.
Just...
Albrecht held up one finger and spoke to the group while closing his eyes.
I'm going to use my UP to create a skill called uplifting, and I'll attach my knowledge attribute.
Okay. Bez kept one hand in her jacket as her eyes darted to random places in the light's borders. Albrecht, new base skill developed. Uplifting, level D2. The associated attribute is knowledge. Albrecht, uplifting upgraded to D4.
So, continued Albrecht, with this skill, I will hopefully heal Franklin one of his emotional moxie strikes by uplifting him.
Albrecht smiled at his ingenious idea, but did not get the reaction he was hoping for. Franklin remained curled with his head buried in his arms.
You sure you want to stay here?
Bizarria continued to survey the surrounding darkness.
You don't want to move first?
You say that like this is not a good thing.
I'm just making sure you want to stay here and recover rather than move.
Bizarria's tone and pitch elevated as another cold, ghostly moan was felt.
Yeah, I want to stay. I'm worried about Franklin.
Okay.
The Magi paced around the green light bubble, pulling her jacket close while keeping one hand inside.
That's fine. That's just fine.
With Bizarria's acquiescence, Albrecht turned his focus to Franklin.
Please, Franklin, sit with me a moment.
Franklin cautiously uncurled from his ball and sat with the old man on the grass. Albrecht put his arm around his friend's shoulders and held him close. Albrecht then focused on his new uplifting skill. Nothing happened.
Okay, looks like I might need to talk. Try and give you some uplifting and encouraging words or something, Albrecht said. Maybe focus on being something more.
He took in a deep breath, then slowly exhaled. Albrecht focused on his thoughts and intentions and speaking calmly and evenly.
You know what? You're doing great. All of us have been through a really hard time so far, but You've helped carry us through. Now we're almost there. We just need to push a little further. We're all in this together. None of us are alone in this. And we're not going to leave you alone in this.
Albrecht, uplifting. 4. Success. Franklin, 1 emotional moxie recovery.
Wow. Franklin raised his head, eyes wide with surprise. The red flashing in his periphery was gone. That actually worked. The emotional moxie is gone.
Albrecht smiled with relief, grateful that his new skill successfully healed his friend.
Morty! Curly yelled as he reached for the mortician.
Icy falls washed over Albrecht's soul as the whispered ghost descended upon him with outstretched fingers.
Whisper, siphon, versus Albrecht, intelligent dodge. 3 versus 5. Albrecht succeeds.
Albrecht quickly rolled away from the spirit's grasp. The cold, pain-filled wail permeated the light bubble as the ghost slowly turned to the nearest soul.
You know, when I said we are all in this together, that also means we run together,
Albrecht called out. Don't worry, I'll run, Franklin grinned as they all escaped, running down a new path. But I won't outrun you guys. The friends quickly fled from the ghost and turned down an untraveled path. This was another narrow path that forced the group to run single file. Bizaria was in the lead while Curly took up the rear.
Why did you call me Morty?
Albrecht panted back to Curly.
Isn't that your name? Asked Curly. Albi Mortischenberger?
No. My name is Albrecht Eisenberger. I am a mortician. Close enough.
The wall opened to the right, indicating a branch in the path, but the group picked up speed as two wailing ghosts greeted them at the opening.
Straight line, Bez yelled. Run straight.
Albrecht echoed Bez's direction as they ran past the outstretched fingers.
Too close.
Curly felt the deathly ice rake his spine as they darted past the ghosts. Franklin could be heard chanting, no, 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 with every fall of his foot. The path twisted, turned, split, and branched as they raced across the soft grass. They hit a dead end, backtracked, and continued running in the most forward direction they could guess. Another body of water halted their progress. Curly was breathing hard from running, but still took the moment to tame his mustache.
What if the puddles are moving? I don't think the puddles are moving.
Albrecht leaned over the reflective water, looking with his toothbrush. The bug-infested wall opened in the middle of the puddle, indicating a direction they had not yet traveled.
Yeah.
Franklin crouched down and scrutinized the water.
This is a different puddle.
Is it?
Bizarre was scanning the darkness behind them.
We haven't gone through there.
Albrecht motioned to the opening in the middle of the dark pool.
I feel a pull from something in that direction. I believe that's where we should go.
Okay, your skin is pulling again. Great.
Bez tried to laugh off her anxiety as she turned to face the water.
We're holding hands again?
Albrecht nodded with a smile and held out his hand. As the Magi grabbed his extended hand, the mortician bit his toothbrush, then extended his other hand to Curly.
Just in case,
Curly chuckled, raising his clasped hand and glancing at the Magi.
You know, to help if somebody falls in.
Not my fault, Bizarre snapped back. It just happened.
Curly smiled as he led the way across the dark water. Quickly but carefully, he stepped into the shallow pool. Franklin refused the Magi's extended hand and began shaking out his legs.
I'm going to go fast. That seems to be working best for me right now.
Bizarre looked at the doctor with pursed lips, then nodded and followed the other two into the shallow pool.
Curly, dexterity versus water, pull. 4 versus 3. Curly succeeds.
Guys!
Curly called out as he stumbled but kept his footing.
There's definitely something in the water.
Bizarre, dexterity versus water, pull. 3 versus 1. Bizarre succeeds. No! Bizarria yelled, thinking she was going under, then realized Albrecht had pulled her slightly down because he had tripped. Albrecht, intelligent dodge, versus water, pull. 4-2. Albrecht succeeds. Albrecht shrugged an apology for the scare he accidentally gave the Magi. Franklin watched the green bubble of light move with his friends across the shimmering water. A distant wail was felt from behind as the light left him, and the doctor quickly squatted into his sprinter's starting position. Franklin, outrun, versus water, pull. 4-3. Franklin succeeds. Franklin sped across the dark waters and reached the other side as Bizarria stepped onto the grass. He smiled as they exchanged silent congratulations for successfully navigating through the haunted water. Looking forward, the path opened to a clearing larger than any they had encountered. It was so open. This was the first time since entering the maze that they could not see bug-infested walls nearby. An awkwardly hanging lamppost was ahead, attached high up on a stack of cars. Behind the stack appeared another pale light column from another car stack. To the side were more car stacks and awkwardly hanging streetlights. The scene was reminiscent of the junkyard, except soft green grass was underfoot, and the world felt more enclosed. The lamps no longer held back the night. Instead, they were pockets of light littered across the darkness, like spotlights for the unseen dangers lurking in the night. A slow, faint tapping of metal on metal rang from within the darkness. It was a sound that echoed in their minds, threatening to recall horrors that were better left suppressed. Then they heard the whirring of a high-pitched drill.